Weather conditions in Argentina will continue to be closely monitored as we move forward through this next two-week period because of a drying tendency that seems to be occurring on some very important corn and soybean production areas. That drier region includes southeastern portions of Cordoba and northwestern Buenos Aires, which is at the heart of some of the most important corn production country. The drier bias there will be temporarily eased by some rain coming up on Friday into Saturday. Rain totals may run up to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch during that period of time, which will buy a little bit of time for the region, but more dryness will come in as we go through the rest of the weekend and through a big part of next week. Another chance for rain will show up in that region about a week later on the following Friday and Saturday, which is the last one for the year in that particular region. The rest of Argentina will continue to see a timeliness of precipitation, and favorable soil moisture will continue. I don't want to make the drier bias in the south sound critical at this point in time, but we do want to continue to monitor that region as the area does need to see a big soaking of rainfall. Temperatures in Argentina will turn quite cool over the weekend and into the early part of next week, and that cooler bias will help to conserve soil moisture so that there is no major stress for the majority of the crops that are suffering from low moisture. In northern Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, and Brazil, the environment is quite favorable for summer crop development and will continue that way through a big part of the next 2 weeks. We're expecting to see a regular occurrence of showers and thunderstorms occurring in those areas, and temperatures will be mostly in a seasonable range. We do expect a handful of locations in Brazil to perhaps get a little bit too wet, but it's not going to be a widespread problem. In the U.S., weather changes are coming up over the coming week to 10 days. Much colder air will seep into the middle of the country, and that will stimulate a large storm system that may end up occurring close to the Christmas holiday. A storm system of large size has been suggested by a couple of the computer weather forecast models today over the eastern portions of the Midwest and the middle and northern Atlantic coastal states, and that will likely take place anytime during the second half of next week and may linger into the following weekend. That could hamper travel into those areas, so plans ought to be made at this point in time to make adjustments to travel in that region if indeed that storm system comes about. In the meantime, the eastern Midwest will likely be influenced by that particular storm potential, and we may see some much colder temperatures, windy conditions, and perhaps rain changing to snow taking place as we move closer to the holiday. There's still plenty of time for the storm system to change, and we'll continue to monitor it rather closely over these next few days. In the meantime, minor weather disturbances are expected to impact the Midwest, and we'll expect the first disturbance to start to influence the region later tonight and tomorrow. Most of the precipitation is going to be light, but it will occur as a wintry mix coming out of portions of Kansas and Nebraska into parts of southern Iowa and Illinois, and eventually into parts of southwestern Indiana. The system is expected to diminish as it comes to the east and will not likely encounter any substantial accumulations of ice or snow, but there will be enough that travel will be hindered for a little while. Drier weather bias conditions will prevail after that until we get into Saturday, when another disturbance is likely to impact a part of the Ohio River Valley. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.